Welcome to the Doghouse. I am going to preview Bagnaia's career in Moto America, and we'll maybe do that on the show. As well as the fact that in Moto 2, Gonzalez said, "No rara, no rara." And they said, "No, more rara."
More rara. Mucho rara. That's what I'm going to call him from now on. Mucho rara.
Mucho rara.
Mucho rara. You know, funny you were going to do that. I was going to do an expose on Ross Gattiaglu and his last win.
Oh, God. So, you know something? If the funny thing is, the guy who just took over the lead in Moto 2, which is Marrera that I was joking about, who just took over the lead, he's got a seat in Moto GP. Gonzalez, who doesn't have a seat in MotoGP, the only thing he had was the hopes of winning a championship. They just got slimmer this weekend.
Much slimmer.
Well, it's only 9 points. Hey, so there's plenty of points.
No. It is not just 9 points. It's his last, five races?
Yeah. At least.
I mean, he had to have a dramatic change of.
He came back from summer break. He went from being Gonzalez to El Stinko.
Yeah.
Did he get married over summer break? Because you always say that that's what kills
us. Hey, that was my Bagnaia point, right? He's got two choices, Moto America or divorce. That's it. That's his only choices.
Stinko there.
Yeah. So Marrera now up by 9 points. We still got a few more, two more, right? Two more stops in Moto 2. Yeah. And so, the points are there, but if here's the problem. The problem was the whole first half of the season, he was bragging about how he was faster than anybody else in the field. Okay. Which was probably true, but you're fastest when you're not talking about it, right? When you're talking about it, suddenly you're not the fastest anymore. So, and now the second half of the season, Holgado and Marrera have been demonstrably the faster guys, right?
I'm gonna have to go
others
back
as well. Yeah,
I'm gonna have to go back and listen. Did any of us curse him?
No,
really?
No. Because that was too early. Right? Nobody would have given him the. It's his championship to lose at that point because it was before.
That's good because he lost it. He took that advice seriously.
I wish we could take credit for that, but
this is all him.
This is all him. He earned this on his own, fully earned. So, I don't know how it's going to come out. Who knows? He's literally one DNF away from it being over, right? He DNFs in either of those two races. Yeah. It's going to be done. Marrera hasn't DNFed, I don't believe, this season at all. So,
and if he did, it was early.
And Gonzalez has had several. So, and this one he came back from all the way to 25th place. So no points, right?
One DNF place from being in a battle for.
For fourth potential, right?
Right.
He's
a DNF from not even making the podium at the end of the season.
Yeah,
and he led for most of the season.
Well, but all those points were achieved in the first half.
Yeah,
he has raced not to lose
the points, is what it looks like.
I don't think that's what it was. I think his head swelled up. He was dominant the first half of the season, or at least most of the first half of the season. And I think he just really believed, all that stuff. So he didn't think he had to try nearly as hard. And, apparently Marrera and Holgado didn't get the memo. So
they had the eye of the tiger.
They definitely had the eye of the tiger. And, we've been saying all season long that nobody really wanted to win in Moto 2 because the guy that we've been dominating the first half of the season, apparently he decided, hey, if you're not going to give me a Moto GP seat, there's no sense in me winning this season.
He was like,
right?
If you're not first, you're last. So I got to get there quick.
Exactly. So that's where we are. I think that's great. I like the way that Moto 2 is coming down to the end here. It's a lot better to me than having somebody who's ahead by 40-some points, which is usually where we are at this point in the season.
Yeah.
So it's nice. That's really nice. And in Moto GP,
well, before you
the
jump
interesting
over,
thing is that I don't even need to use the doghouse I don't have to use the doghouse curse. Just my picking somebody, I would say, is a curse by itself.
The same here.
Yeah. And yeah.
Knowing you is a curse.
Knowing me is a curse? Well, then you're doomed. Okay.
Oh, you should have
you should have broken up with me a long time ago, Phil.
I know, Ken. I know. I felt the wrath of the curse.
So I took down Aldegare this weekend. So there you go.
Well, you mentioned
Easy pick would have been to pick Alex Marquez, but no, I wouldn't be smart enough to.
You know,
do that.
I thought about it and I was like, he's been kind of poo pooed the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, exactly.
I thought maybe he lost the eye of the tiger.
Well, and I think the point is he had won the second place, which is the best he could do last time. So, Ferris, what the hell is there for him to do? He can't
do
anything. He can't go and beyond
He already got his factory Ducati ride lined up.
That's what you think.
Oh, yeah. We've got five guys on it?
Once again.
Single
that's what
muchachos?
You think. That's what you think. He's still under contract for another year. So.
All right. Not this betting, year. We're betting wings at Beef O'Brady's.
Okay, Beef O'Brady's I can do.
Brady wings. That's
okay,
what we're
Beef
doing.
Brady wing. Well, remember now, nobody who's under contract, Dorna will allow you to move anymore. No buyouts, nothing. They've stopped that.
Yeah, they have.
Yeah.
That even came up during the commentary of this.
So Bagnaia has got a seat in 2026 no matter what because he's still under contract.
No.
Well, they can terminate his contract.
No.
Yeah, they can terminate it. Yeah,
they can fire him, right?
Yeah, they can fire him.
Watch how this works. Mm-hmm. Hey, Grassini, you want another Ducati? You're going to need to fire our boy Alex there. Oh, we'll hire him. You can have Bagnaia. Here's our seconds.
Yeah, they're not going to let him do that. They're not going to fight. They're not going to let them fire someone to hire someone who's under contract. So the only way they would have to fire Alex Marquez, which would look really kind of suspicious.
They walk in and fire people.
I know you're devious, Phil. I know you're devious, Phil, but not everybody is.
I'm pretty sure you don't own a MotoGP team unless you're devious.
I don't. I don't own a MotoGP team. I did own a MotoGP team at one time.
Phil was also the director of Devious, one of his titles.
Yeah, it is. Dr. Devious.
Oh my God. I might have to get a new nameplate made.
Yeah.
Director of
sticker
Devious.
On my door.
Yeah. It looks like it's going to, it kind of takes a lot of the steam out of silly season. I think that Dorna decision to do that, because it creates all kinds of problems like the Pedro, Pedro's problem where Honda came right out and said that they were willing to pay out. I don't remember what it was to KTM, like $1.6 million to buy out his contract or some number. By his contract, Dorna said, "Oh no! That's what started the whole thing." And Dorna said, "We're not letting anybody buy out contracts."
I don't understand why they're sticking their nose in teams' business.
You're exactly right. I don't know why they are right. Either.
I mean, I don't understand. They don't pay the rider.
No, they don't.
They don't pay the sponsorship.
There is no profit
sideways.
Sharing.
Here, that's how new racing leagues get formed.
Yes, that is true.
How new race Honda can be like, we're going to take our money and go play in Oto GP. you know what I mean? Like that.
I would have gone with Moto PG because Moto it sounds PG like it's a little bit more exciting.
I kind of
right?
like Oto. Oto. I don't know where it came from, but it just kind of rolled. Oto GP.
Yeah, so I don't know. But well, Warren, they actually is
Hodo GP.
There actually is, Warren. There is revenue share. There is revenue share. The teams get a revenue share, and then they use that to pay the bonuses and things like that to riders.
Yeah, I just don't. That'd be like Supercross being like, no, Kawasaki, you're stuck with El Hombre.
I think it's a stupid rule. I'm sure they think they have some sort of reasoning and justification. I guess they were afraid because things were going to get out of control with riders swapping mid-contract and everything, which is going to kind of – might deflate sponsorship chances because if you're going to lose somebody, right, and that they're sponsoring a team, not a specific rider, then they lose that. I don't know. They didn't state what it was. They just said that they were terminating the practice of buying out contracts and people being moved to other teams while under contract to a different team. So that's it. End of story.
Yeah, I don't. Well, then if I was the teams, I'd say, or if I was, I don't know, if I was. teams, I you'd have to give up something. Like, because what's next? Oh, you can't fire that guy because he had a crappy season?
Yes.
Yeah, I don't know. They just want, I guess that their thing is that they, maybe, Phil, who knows? Who knows what's next? Right? I have no clue. Realistically, if they say that, you know, because they do control the series, right? They can say that, you know, we won't allow riders that are under contract to a team to move to another team. And it becomes a very generic rule.
I'll start Doghouse GP right here, right now.
I already did. Oh, I already did. And nobody was willing to ride for $3.48 a weekend. I don't get it.
Maybe when they move over to Liberty and get, you know, Dorner.
It's already over there. It's already over.
It's on paper, but they haven't really done anything yet.
Well, they're there. Liberty does own the rights to the MotoGP series,
but they haven't put their stink on it yet. So we'll see what happens.
Well, they have, because there was a big issue that we talked about when you weren't here a few weeks back, that Phil and me talked about, where Liberty Mutual actually said that, yeah, they actually started instituting some practices that were kind of like practices that have been done in Formula One, which we are not going to discuss tonight. But in any case, they're there. They're definitely there. And Dorna's piece of the pie is basically on the regulation side. And that's what they allowed Dorna to hang on to, because, you know, Dorna had been doing it for so long and they understood the rules and regs and all that. So this was one of their rules, right? They're not going to let them.
By Dorna, that they're not happy with the Liberty buyout.
Well, I mean, Dorna was the one that profited from it. Dorna sold their rights to Liberty and kept a certain percentage for dollars.
I see that rule making the sport weaker.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't like it, but I don't know that it makes the sport weaker necessarily, but I don't like it.
You're not going to, it's going to be harder, right? So, okay, here, let's use
Marquez
for an example, or somebody, right? Guy moves up his first contract, right? Now nobody's going to want to sign 2-year deals anymore.
I agree. 3-year deals. That I agree.
So it's going to be hard to develop a bike for a guy for the next 2 years, because he's only going to sign a 1-year deal. Because what if Marquez has another window opening accident and's out for two years, and I could get the Ducati seat?
I think it's a bigger problem for satellite teams. I don't think for the factory team they'll have problems getting 2-year contracts out of people.
Well, but
people like that as security.
But yeah, all right, but hold on. It's better for the satellite teams, I think, because you have because now if there's not a seat on a factory team, you can tell Maria, yeah, you can come ride for Gersini Racing, but you're gonna have to sign a 3-year deal, and now you're gonna have the upcoming Moto2 champion for 3 years locked in while his career is fading because he ain't on the greatest bike. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, but how is that a benefit to, you're saying it's a benefit for the MotoGP satellite teams, but not the riders.
Because they're going to be
if it's bad for the riders or worse for the riders, then the riders aren't going to go for the 2-year contract. But if factory Ducati offers you a 2-year contract, you're going to take it because it's security. You're not going to turn it down.
Right. But what I'm
you're not going to say, no, I'll only sign a 1-year contract, because they'll say, next.
But here's how it's good for the other teams. You can turn around and be like, well, Ducati, listen, son, Ducati ain't going to have a bike, you know, available for 2 years or whatever, because they just signed somebody. You got to come here, and then Ducati fires the guy. Now you're like, well, now I'm screwed out of the best ride, and it's going to go to the next hot young guy coming up instead of
me. They didn't say you couldn't fire somebody. Okay, they didn't say you couldn't fire
somebody. But what I'm saying is once you're locked into your satellite team contract now, you're stuck with it. Unless you, go up and, tell the boss, yeah, I'm banging your wife. To get
or
fired.
you have something in the contract, you know.
No, there is no more in the contract.
No, there is. That's still good. I mean, they still have that. Because what they said was, as long as you're under contract. But if there's an escape clause from the contract, you wouldn't be under contract, like Jorge Martin's deal, right?
Yeah, that's why
his problem is his case wasn't covered by the escape clause, and that's what caused him to be stuck there. And now he's stuck there. And he found another solution. I'll just not ride at all. That's apparently what his solution is.
He's not riding in Portugal.
Nope.
Fire me.
Yeah. Well, that's exactly right. That's exactly right. They fire you. You're free agent.
That's bad for the sport. That looks bad. That's just bad for the sport because you're going to get guys that do that.
Well, guys get released all the time. I mean, you know, look at Bautista, right? In World Superbike.
But it looks bad when somebody's got talent and they should be on this team and you go, nope, I don't want to race for them. Fire.
I'm not in favor of it. I think it was a stupid rule that they did this. And I don't agree with a lot of stuff that Dorna does, but in this particular instance, they get to pick. I don't. Nor any of us. They get to do it. So
they need to reach out to Doghouse at least once a year to get our opinions on any changes.
Yeah, I completely agree. I completely agree with that. No, not anymore. We won't talk. We'll refuse their calls.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll just feel like I didn't get
so anyway. Anyway, I kind of danced around it. So Alex Marquez basically wasted a win by winning the MotoGP race. And Bagnaia, once again, it just he's like he's got, like I said, and I meant it in the intro of the show. I meant it. He has two choices. He either goes to a Moto America or he gets a divorce. It's one of the two.
They said he had a flat tire.
Yeah, they said he had a flat tire. He always has something, right? He always has something.
Yeah. After they put that screen up and somebody
I have one of those flat tires. I have one of those flat tires too. You have one as well. Phil does not have one of those.
I don't have a flat tire.
No, you don't.
Nothing dragging me down.
Exactly.
Nothing slowing me down. No flat tire here.
Yeah. So, and Bagnaia's got one now, and apparently it costs him about 30 horsepower. So, but anyway,
Bagnaia's going to walk in Monday morning or Tuesday morning. He's going to be like, hey, I should be faster now. I just lost 125 kilos or whatever.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Stone, whatever they measure in Europe.
Stone.
Ton. I don't know.
He's Italian.
Whatever. It's all Europe.
It'd be kilos.
Lira is euro as well.
No.
Would be losing money too.
that is true. If he got a divorce in the long run, it would save him a lot of lira, but they're on euros anyway. They don't have lira anymore. Yeah. So anyway. But it's costing him a lot. His performance is costing him a lot more because really I would look at this guy and say, okay. We gave you now exactly what you asked for. We gave you a totally 2024 spec bike.
Yes.
The only thing we couldn't give you is the motor. And because the motor is, you know, it's the motor that's approved for by the series, right? Pre-season sealed up and all that kind of stuff. And you can't change motors except for unless you have a like Yamaha and Honda have a, what do they call it? You know, where they can do that. They can continue development during the season. But Ducati can't. So he had a 2024 spec bike. In fact, I learned something this weekend. Did you guys know that the bike that wins the first three bikes, top three bikes in the championship series are not allowed to be in the lease program where they lease it out to other satellite teams? I thought somebody else was riding, like, you know, remember like Jorge Martin's bike and all that. Nope. Mm-hmm. Nope. The team can hang on to it, but they cannot lease that bike out. Why?
See, I thought maybe they'd be like something like, so if you win like at Daytona, you're supposed to win the winning vehicle there.
Right. Yep. Right? Exactly.
So
yep.
I thought maybe like championship, maybe there's a MotoGP museum.
No, there's been a rule that it even predates Dorna. The top three bikes in there are, restrained from being leased out.
Let's do a MotoGP museum.
Yeah, that's not a bad idea. But anyway, most of those bikes are in a museum somewhere, right? But they're retained, right? The ownership rights are retained by the manufacturer. So, which means, in all likelihood, that the bike he was riding was his 2024 bike with the 2025 motor in it. And unless the motor blew up, I don't think he has much of an excuse for his performance.
We've been saying all season that the
B bike is not for the motorcycle, it's for Bagnaia.
It doesn't really matter because I guarantee it was the A bike last year.
Yeah.
Right? So it doesn't really matter. Okay. The fact of the matter is he made a career pending decision.
But there's more that so you guys are not understanding the concept of A bike, B bike.
Yes, we are more no, than you are aware.
You're not. It's not just the physical bike. It's the team. It's the research. It's everything. You take your top rider and you go, that's the guy that got the best chance, and you put the most money and the most research into him, and the other guy is just there in case he breaks his leg.
Okay, well, that doesn't work with Bagnaia because Bagnaia has the exact garage crew that he had last year. No changes whatsoever.
Did they hire? He's got the same
engineer. He's got the same engineer.
I kind of
let's not revisit this argument. We've had it dozens of times.
I kind of remember them bringing over Marquez's people.
They did, yeah.
Yeah, okay. So maybe they're better at their job than Bagnaia's got.
Well, that's possible. That's always possible. There's nothing you can do about that.
So what I'm saying, but you don't, you get, everybody gets, hey, you're the cream of the crop. Pick your crew.
Well,
anybody
you know what happens?
Anything different is
right.
Is
it doesn't. But the point is, he gets the rider and the team and all that kind of stuff. They get to make all those decisions and things like that. It's not like saying you could say that Bagnaia was at a disadvantage for that, right? He had the people that were good enough for him to win two championships.
Yeah, I'm not at Ducati headquarters in Ravioli, Italy. Well,
yeah, but I don't think they know anything about what's going on in the racing, and that'd be at Audi anyway, right? Audi owns Ducati.
And Sprezel Spaten.
Yeah.
Wiener Schnitzel, Austria. Yeah, right. I don't know what's going on there.
Yeah. So, the thing about that bothers me about this whole thing with Bagnaia is when he was like untouchable a couple weeks back, he literally comes out in the post race interview and said, I could be 20th next weekend and all that. It's like the guy's got no confidence. He's got zero confidence.
Head as much as anything else.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so. You know, I'm sure if I could translate Italian, I'm sure part of what he said was, that's what my wife keeps telling me.
You're no good to me.
Yeah.
My biological clock is ticking. She probably Mona Lisa vetoed him the other day. My biological clock is ticking like this.
Yep.
You were supposed to give me a kid when you won your first race after we got married, and now my niece, the daughter of my youngest sister.
So I mean it's bad. It's a bad situation. And you know, I don't think he would have been Ken's preseason prediction was that Pedro Acosta was gonna take his seat in 2026, but now Dorna stopped let that happen. No, it's not happening. No, Dorna stopped it.
When does Alex Marquez's contract run out? Probably
just for discussion points, guys, because I found this fascinating. Honda offered him. Now, he's still got an offer, by the way, on the table with Honda for 2027. Acosta, right? The offer of what they offered financially for him would make him the highest paid rider in history, more than Quartararo's contract, which is currently the highest contract in MotoGP. That sounds like pure speculation. That just tells you Honda's got money falling on the floor around him. Because what have they been paying for? They're not paying Mir much, right? So, I mean, they probably have been stocking money up for ever since Marquez left Honda, right? And they haven't had a top rider.
You know, they're not paying Zarco a lot.
No, they're paying. No. Mir's
getting more than Zarco is.
Yeah, Mir's getting more than Zarco is, I'm sure. But I don't think either one of them is making the big bucks. Not nowhere near the kind of money that we saw in the past with Marquez and Pedrosa. I'm sure Pedrosa was probably making more money than either of those riders. By far, probably.
And Alex Marquez's contract does not expire until the 26th season.
Right. Yep.
So most of them are like that. There's a few that go past.
He's not going anywhere. And
he gets fired.
I don't know. It's going to be interesting. I tell you what. I think that Pedro Acosta may be in the most beneficial position of any rider now, because isn't that Honda sort of set the mark now? And if they're going to have stuck with Bagnaia for another season at Ducati and they want to have Acosta, he's probably they're going to have a problem, because then there's a possibility that he could come in and make more money than Marquez. So that would be a huge problem. That would be a huge problem.
Yeah, and I can't see them. I can't.
No, his contract at Honda was way more than Marquez's current contract.
Yeah, he took a pay cut to get on a bike that he could win with.
Yep.
But that's how important another championship was to him. Mm-hmm. I don't see him going back to Honda anytime soon, because as much strides as they made and how much performance they're getting out of the bikes, they're still not competitive. They may be a top 10, of the top 10.
Yes, bike. But what happens in 2027? It's a complete wild card in 2027.
I was thinking about
that. But also, if you look at it, 2027 is a long way away. And while they're saying, we're throwing out this offer, until that offer is inked, that offer is
It can be pulled at any time.
That's just Jerry Jones. I'm going to pay him a bunch of money.
No, I agree. Perfectly speculative.
And if Pedro Acosta comes out and has 8 DNFs next season, they're going to be like, man, you know that $27 million a year or whatever we promised you.
Yeah,
we're thinking,
forget that.
Yeah, and not only that. I mean, I don't think there's any reason why he couldn't accept a contract for 2027. There's nothing that Dorna can do about that, right? Because he's not breaking a contract.
Like if they were offering me that money, I'd be signing now. Unless he's thinking,
I would too.
Well, I want to win, right? Yes. Like there's a big difference.
Yes. No, I agree with you 100%, because that's pure speculation. If you go to Honda, nobody knows what the 850 is going to do, in Honda trim. Nobody has any clue. Although they're probably ahead of most teams in engine development, because what the hell's do they? They've been developing the motors also, nonstop. So where the other
what about Ducati's smaller motors, right? Like
we don't know. I mean, we don't know from.
I'm sure they're working on it.
I'm sure they're working on it, but they can't, like, their current architecture, they can't do development on it, right? So they wouldn't be able
to. All new.
Yeah. Now they do have a new V4 they're testing, right? They're testing right now. That may be what turns out to be what their 850 is, but it's not. It's 1,000 cc's currently, but that's just a matter of the cylinder size.
I'm just saying, if you're Pedro Acosta, you sign that deal,
mm-hmm.
you might be the next, I don't know, I'm trying to think of somebody who signed a deal that never won a championship because he signed with a crappy team for a lot of money.
Yeah, that's true. No, it's absolutely right. Yeah.
Right?
Well, I mean, we could say that. Like, how about Razgatiaglu?
Yeah.
Right?
Right. Razgatiaglu is never going to win a race again.
Yeah. Well,
yep. Not we'll on the world scene.
Till he definitely got a Superbike. I'm sure he got a little bit of a raise going from World Superbike to MotoGP.
Yeah, more than a little.
Yeah.
More than a little.
But, okay, you have to have enough money to not care about money after this, though.
Yes, right?
Because
yes.
The Razgatiaglu School of Riding in Turkey is now going to be who?
Yeah.
Right, because when you're the world, even though you're just a world superbike champ or something like that, and I say that kind of throwing a little shade on that, but that gives you like, hey, I'm a three-time whatever World Superbike champ. Even here in the States, we see it. I'm a two-time Moto America World Superbike champ. It's a lot more money for riding days and events and stuff like that than, hi, I finished 28th in MotoGP once.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. But I wouldn't I wouldn't be surprised if Razgatiaglu is pretty comfortable. Yeah, whether that's enough or not, I don't know.
You did 5 years ago. Paul Chad Reed, I'm sure his phone number's in the yellow pages.
Look, if you have $10 million in the bank, you got $10 million in the bank. Period. End of story.
Is $10 million enough to live that lifestyle? Not for me. I need more. That's why I bought lottery tickets.
I can tell. Yeah, I can tell, Phil. You're only working because you care about your community.
I work to buy lotto tickets. I work to buy lotto tickets, and I actually did work this past week.
Yeah. That's good. I think that's very charitable of you, because obviously you're not working for the pay.
No, I can post my paycheck. Yeah, that's how we can get money on Patreon. Like, look, this one's going really
big. Kickstarter. We need a Kickstarter.
Kickstart my heat. Come on. Anyway, this has been the Doghouse here on NTNRadio.com. We'll be back next week to talk. Well, they're going to be racing, so we'll talk racing in where they're going to be. Portugal.
Go Bagnaia.
Yeah. Hashtag win one for Team Maria. Uchorea.